Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to Knowing Me, Knowing You. My chat show with me, Alan Partridge, Knowing You, the You, my guests, and the audience. Before the chat show, I've got a bit of a plug I want to do with a new book I've just published. It's by Petru Publications, the publishing wing of my company, and it's a collection of amusing sporting anecdotes. It's called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Stadium to Alan Partridge, by Alan Partridge. It's a stocking filler, you know. I mean, it's not going to win the Booker Prize. Yeah, it'd be nice to be nominated. Before I introduce my first guest, here's an extract from the book, and it's about when I bumped my car into a well-known celebrity's car, George Best's. Well, I shouldn't have told you that, actually. I'm sure it's a bit of a surprise in the anecdote. Anyway, I'll read it. I just finished having lunch with Jeff Capes, the shot putter at the Savoy, and I was reversing my Ford Granada out of a parking space when, bang, I bumped into a very flashy Lotus sports car. Who's driving that, I wondered. You'll never guess. It was none other than George Best. Sorry about that, George, I said. Oh, well, he said, I suppose we'll have to swap insurance details. And I said, yes. George Best. Marvellous. Okay. My first guest tonight is not George Best. He's a bit of a handful. I'm honoured to say my first guest is a member of the royal family. Yes, all day here at Pear Tree Productions, we've been rolling out the red carpets and the walls have been licked with a new coat of paint. She's regal, she's royal. Please give a loyal round of applause to a very nice person, the Duchess of Stranraer. The Duchess of Stranraer. The first question, Duchess, I have to ask is, how do I address you?
Well, really, there are three forms of address. Formally, you would call me Your Grace. Sorry, I'm rather nervous.
That's all right.
As this is informal, you would address me as Duchess or just Emma, which is, of course, what my
right.
family
of course
or
you...
my husband would call me.
Your husband's hardly likely to call you Duchess, is he? Is my tea ready, Duchess? No, they do that, is he? No. But you're a very different kind of royal because you're not like Princess Di. She's very beautiful. But you're more of an outdoor type.
Yes.
You know, and it's nice with your hair all piled up on top of your head like that. It's nice in the royal way. Now, what a lot of us would like to know, I'm sure, is, as a royal, what do you do? What do you do?
Well, a lot of the time, I work for charity. The rest of the time, really, I work on the estate. It's a large estate, as I'm sure you can imagine, and there is a lot of work involved, and it's a pleasure for me to spend my time doing that.
I've seen a photograph of it, and I would dearly like to come visit the place.
Well, you must, really, because the house and gardens are open to the public 3 days a week.
Right.
That's Mondays, Wednesdays,
right,
and
so,
Fridays.
So if I came, I'd be with, like, the public.
Well, I hope so, yes. Right. I mean, we try to encourage all comers. We like to have a crowd.
Right. But, I mean, during the week's a bit difficult for me. I was thinking if I could maybe come at the weekend.
We don't open at weekends. We have to have the house to ourselves.
Yeah, I'm getting wires crossed. I think what I'm trying to say is I would really like to come and stay for, you know, as a guest for a weekend.
Oh, I see. I suspect you're teasing me a little bit.
Well, no. I mean, you are always welcome to Catson Avenue in Norwich. Just, you know, ring ahead and... I'm delighted. So, I mean, could I stay?
It would be a little difficult to arrange.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. We'll talk about it after the show.
Yes.
Get our diaries out, hammer out a few dates.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Now, what are your plans for the next year?
Well, In July next year, we are planning a grand charity gala for Refuse, the anti-drugs charity. And that will be at the Royal Albert Hall.
Wonderful. And after that?
After that, I think I'll be putting my feet up at home. I'll
relax.
Need a rest.
Yes. So what about then?
Sorry, what about then?
Well, can I come and stay then?
Well, I think we could discuss that nearer the time.
Yeah. Well, it's just that, you know, we're both busy people. You know, if we discuss it nearer the time, it's not going to happen, is it? I mean, that's what I say when I want to put someone off, you know. Never mind. It's good, you know, it's good to meet a royal like you. He's got a sense of humour.
Well, I have to say that as a family, we have a sense of humour. I mean, when we all get together, we have a blooming good laugh.
Yeah.
You know? Not to put too fine a point on it.
And a dance?
Absolutely. We love dancing, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
a bit of a sing-song.
Oh, we have many musical evenings together, yes.
Now and again, a bit of tomfoolery.
Yes, one or two practical jokes get played.
And I'll bet that now and again, when you're on your own, you secretly get completely rat-arsed. I'm sorry.
But the point really about all this fame is that I am prepared to try to use what little fame I have for charity.
Sorry.
I do a lot of work, as I've said, for Refuse. It's a drugs rehabilitation charity.
I think I overstepped the mark there before. I'm genuinely sorry about that.
Well.
Went too far.
Yes, you did.
Right.
So, most of my work really...
You forgive me.
...involves this kind of public relations exercise.
Look, let's talk about your charity.
Yes, I am.
Right, because you were touched personally, weren't you, by
the drugs problem?
Yes,
yes indeed. That's really what began me on this crusade. My son Clive,
yes,
had a drugs problem.
That's right, Clive the junkie, as you say.
He's not a
ex-junkie.
No, he had a drug problem. Thanks to Refuse, he no longer has one. And
right. That was in the press. I don't know if any of the audience are unfamiliar with that instance, just to sort of put you, I don't want to dwell on it, but that was when your son Clive was in the Café Royal. He smashed it up, didn't he?
Yes. It was very unfortunate.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, and the point really is...
He trashed the place, didn't he? Completely smashed it.
It's all in the past,
yes.
Because he has been able to help himself.
Right.
To get back into the community.
Wonderful. Now you have two lovely daughters.
Yes.
Alicia. She's a bit of a maverick, isn't she?
No. She's now a performance artist.
An actress.
No. A performance artist.
You watch them paint.
It's rather more complicated than that. If I can just give you an example. Of a performance that she gave some time ago in a space which I attended. She had daubed herself in paint of many colours and accompanied by a pop record. I think if I remember rightly, it was Gary Glitter. I think it was Do You Want to Be in My Gang? I can't remember. She marched very purposefully backwards and forwards throughout the space. Back and forth. And it was really very powerful.
It sounds hilarious. It really does.
Well, it was witty.
Yeah.
But it was...
sounds like the Goons. Or something. Yeah, very good. But I don't want to press you on this, but I have one of the reviews Xeroxed here, and it says... She was seen simulating defecation on a photograph of Winston Churchill. What's all that about?
I wasn't present at that performance.
I think it was an encore or something.
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask Alicia.
Well, get her on the show.
Yes.
As long as she doesn't defecate on me.
I'm sure she'd only simulate it.
Now, I'm at the top of my profession. Yeah, there could be a little argument about that, but you, in a sense, are not at the top of yours. You're 27th in line to the throne, so that's quite a way to go.
Oh, well, there isn't really a career structure, you know. I mean, right. I have a position which I have always held.
Do you want to be queen?
No, I don't.
Think down?
No, not at all.
Could happen.
No, it couldn't happen.
Could happen. Let me paint a hypothesis for you. It's Christmas. Balmoral. The whole royal family are there. Edward pulls a cracker. There's a bomb in it. They're all wiped out.
Really?
They're wiped out. Just bear with this, right? The outer royals, the Armstrong Joneses and that photographer bloke, they are all going to the funeral in a big minibus. A sniper takes out the driver.
No.
It goes over a cliff.
No, I'm sorry.
Stay with it. Just bear with me. Now, your husband is shooting grouse. A messenger brings him the news of this tragic second event. In his excitement, he realizes he's going to be king. Suddenly he loses his footing, and with his shotgun, and this may be stressful, he blows his own head clean off. Now, the Prime Minister knocks on your door and says, Emma, will you be queen? What do you say?
It's a preposterous question.
If I was asked by the Prime Minister, would you be king? I would sacrifice my career on Radio 4 and I would say, yes, I will be King Alan. the first. Would you do your duty to your country?
This is pure fiction.
Do you think she should be queen?
Yes.
Would you be queen?
No, those circumstances would not arise.
In your people's hour of need, would you be queen?
Of course, in those circumstances, yes.
Yes, you do want to be queen. Yes. Of course you do. You're only human. Good luck. And if you make it to the top job, come back on the show, tell us about it. Fingers crossed. Ladies and gentlemen, the Duchess of Stranraer. Okay. Now, next guest on the show, we've got Dustin Hoffman, Sean Connery, Michael Caine, and Frank Spencer. In fact, we haven't really got those people on. But in a sense, we have. Because my next guest is a very talented young impressionist. And he can do all their voices. So it seemed like they were on. My researchers spotted him in a little club, the comedy shop. And they said, Alan, he's a bit near the knuckle. And I said, I don't mind that, as long as his knuckle is near his funny bone. And I'm sure it will be. I'm prepared to take a chance on him, and I hope you are too, as I welcome funny voicemail impressionist Steve Thompson. Make yourself comfortable. Welcome to Knowing Me, Knowing You. Aha.
Aha.
Aha. Aha. This is your first chat show.
Yeah, that's right.
You've not done Wogan yet.
No, haven't yet. Reached the giddy heights of Wogan.
Do you Wogan for us?
Yeah, Terry Wogan.
Very good, very good. Well, we'll work some impressions subtly into the show, but. First, let's talk about this new alternative comedy thing. What is that?
Well, it's not really a new thing, you know. It's actually been around for about 10 years
right.
now. You know, a lot of people think, oh, it's new, but it's not.
Ben Elton.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, indeed.
I don't mean do him. I mean, he's an alternative comedian.
Well, yeah, I mean, people say, yeah, Ben Elton, he's alternative. But, I mean, you know, this distinction I want to make is between good and bad comedy. You know, it's not about alternative.
Right, but you hate all the old comedians, don't you?
No, that's another myth about, you know, us sort of newer generation people.
Right.
I've got the deepest respect for, you know, people like Tony Hancock, Morecambe and Wise,
Frankie Howard.
Frankie Howard.
The Goons.
The Goons, brilliant.
Monty Python.
Monty Python, brilliant.
Bernard Manning, Jim Davison, Les Dennis.
Not so much them people, more the other people, not
right.
So much.
Right, you hate them.
No, you're playing devil's advocate here, Alan.
I just want you to admit that you hate Les Dennis.
Yeah, but, I mean, what the distinction I want to make is between sort of, you know, that they're sort of joke-based comedy.
Right.
I mean, the stuff I do is more kind of truthful, observational stuff.
Right, you tell observations, don't you?
I make observations.
Right. Do an observation.
This is a bad example, but have you noticed how when you get in a cab and you're talking to the taxi driver, he always turns around to talk to you, so maybe he should have a steering wheel on his shoulder.
Is that, well, which bit of that's the observation?
First bit.
Right. You're right, that's a bad example.
In my comedy, I'm trying to deal with generic human truths, you know. I want to be funny.
Yeah.
But with dignity.
Do you, Frank Spencer?
Betty, the cat's gonna put the
Do Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, Michael Borson, I think Michael.
Great, love it. What would Sean Connery say if he came in the door now?
I think he'd say, my name is Bond, James Bond. Your name is Partridge, Alan Partridge.
Of course he would. Roy Hattersley.
Can't do him.
All right, okay. Oh, look, Frank Spencer's come back in the door.
I really don't actually do Frank Spencer. I did it then because I needed to, but I don't actually.
You're one of the spitting images, aren't you?
Well, I do voices on spitting images.
Right. I've been tipped off by my spitting images insider. That deep down somewhere, they're planning to do a new puppet.
Yeah, they're doing Alan Henson.
Yes.
Because he does Match of the
Day.
And
I've heard they're doing a puppet of one Alan Partridge.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, come on, tell us the truth.
I'm sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, I'll bet. Come on, are they making a puppet of me?
No.
Right, that's a relief. Yes. Phew, close shave there. make fun of me. But you do an impression of me, don't you?
I did one, a gig. I did an impression.
Well, can we hear it now?
Well, I don't know if it's appropriate for this program now.
Come on.
You know, I did it quite late night. And
it doesn't matter, listen.
Club.
You can't scare me. You're talking to a man who's been debagged at a pharmaceutical conference. Come on, do your Alan Partridge.
No, I prefer not to.
That's why you're on the show. Do Alan Partridge. Do it.
Good evening, I'm Alan Partridge. Welcome to Knowing Me, Knowing You with Alan Partridge. Alan Partridge. I'll just say my name again. I'm Alan Partridge. It's not that I like the sound of my own voice, it's just I enjoy hearing myself speak. I'm Alan Partridge. This is Sports Desk. I'm Alan Partridge.
People
say I make mistakes, but the only mistake I've ever made was being born.
What?
I'm Alan Partridge. I'm the non-thinking man's Elton Wellesby. I'm Alan Partridge.
All right.
I'm a media whore with no punches.
That's it.
Let me on the telly. Let me on the telly. I'm Alan Partridge. I tell you, I'm Alan Partridge. I'm the man who makes Jimmy Hill look like Umberto Eco. I'm Alan Partridge. Alan Partridge. Alan Partridge. Alan Partridge.
Now that, Sunshine, is libelous.
Now that, Sunshine, is libelous.
That's what I said.
That's what I said.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Will you just stop repeating? Stop it!
Stop it!
This is stupid! You're making yourself look stupid! Stop that now!
Stop it!
Don't say anymore! Stop it!
Stop it!
You look ridiculous!
You look ridiculous!
That's it!
That's it!
That was Steve Thompson there, the impressionist.
That was Steve Thompson.
You're not still doing it.
Still doing
it's ridiculous
it.
Now. This is ridiculous. Please stop it. I'm Alan Partridge. What's Umberto Eco?
What's Umberto Eco?
Translate that now.
Translate that now.
What is it?
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 He's a person.
He's a person?
He's a person.
What does he do?
He's a semiologist.
He's a semiologist.
He's a semiologist.
What's the semiologist?
What is it?
What is it?
What is it?
What is it?
I'm not telling you.
What's a semiologist? You can't do that.
You can't do that.
Stop it.
Stop it.
I'm Alan Partridge.
I'm Alan Partridge. I'm Alan Partridge.
If you speak again, I will physically hit you. That was Steve Thompson there, the impressionist. A quick question before you go, Steve. What's the name of the researcher that booked you?
I don't know.
Is it Lisa?
No.
Must have been Jason then. That's all I need to know. Okay, Steve Thompson there. Thanks very much, Steve. There's no time to clap. There's no time to clap. There's no time. Now, my next guest is a government minister. She made her name in the early 80s as the uncompromising leader of Norwich City Council. And as an MP, she quickly shot up the greasy pole as junior minister for housing. In the past week, she's been subject to some unforgivable press rumour and innuendo regarding her holiday abroad with two 17-year-old boy twins. And she's come onto my show tonight to clear her name and to tell us how she's making this country great again. Please welcome the Junior Minister for Housing, the delightful Mrs. Sandra Peakes. Welcome. Knowing me, Alan Partridge, knowing you, the Minister for Housing, Mrs. Sandra Peakes, aha.
My pleasure, Alan.
No, you say aha.
Aha.
Thanks. Now, you and I have something in common, don't we?
We both live in Norwich.
That's right. We both come from the little island in the bog, Norwich, and you're now MP for Norwich, and you've recently reached the dizzy heights of junior ministerial office. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your sterling work in the election with the Loud Hailer.
Well, it was a pleasure. I don't want to disclose my political affiliations here. I think that would be inappropriate, but suffice to say that on April the 10th, I think we all breathed a sigh of relief.
We certainly did.
And, of course, if I may say so, a very successful leader of Norwich Council.
That's
in,
right,
in your
doing
time.
What had to be done, getting rates down, getting poll tax down, and not handing out money, but handing out hope, which is a lot more precious.
Right, and getting rid of those gypsies as well. but we're here to talk about the rumours, the sordid speculation that's blighted your life over the past couple of days.
It's been rammed down everybody's throat.
Yes. Now, for listeners at home, those who've had the good fortune not to have seen the photographs in the tabloids, they depict the minister quite simply on holiday on a lounger with two young lads just, you know, popping a bit of baby lotion onto your tummy and legs. Now, these 17-year-old twin brothers...
Hence the predictably smutty Sun headline.
Twin Peaks, that's right. Yeah. Presumably a reference to your ample bosom there.
No, that's a reference to the fact that my name is Sandra Peaks and the two lads were twins.
Oh, right, that's great. Yeah. But it works both ways, doesn't it?
Well, if you have a tawdry mind, yes.
Yeah. What was actually going on?
Well, look, as you well know, Alan, the only Twin Peaks that I am interested in are the Twin Peaks of initiative and responsibility.
Very clever.
Now, these two lads, these were two homeless people with initiative, and they wrote to me explaining the situation, which quite naturally I wanted to do something about, and we gave them a job on Brightside Constructions, my husband Brian's.
That's right, because he's employed a lot of young boys, hasn't he?
Yes, 250 in the last 3 months.
Golly, that's a lot. But why did you take the boys on holiday?
Well, this is the point I'm trying to make. It's very easy to lose touch with the public. And Brian and I thought it'd be a great idea to take Craig and Matt away, get them out of their depressing environment, get to know them at a grassroots level. Now, if a minister for housing can't get to know the very people she's trying to house, then what sort of democracy is it?
Absolute. Hear, hear, as they say in the House of Lords. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that issue is closed. We've got rid of the muck. We've hosed you down. But just in case there's any little bit of dirt still sticking in any nooks or crannies or cracks on you, then let's get out the high-pressure nozzle. Let's do that by bringing onto this programme, with your consent, the two young lads at the centre of this episode. They're here tonight. Please welcome the two 17-year-old twin lads. They've been great in hospitality, making us all laugh. Please welcome Craig and Matt Bradley. Craig and Matt, welcome. Now, which one's Craig, which one's Matt?
Craig.
I'm Matt.
Right, okay. Do you enjoy hospitality?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Manage to eat the sandwiches?
Yeah.
Take a few cans home with you?
Yeah.
Right. That's what I do. I don't do that stuff. I don't pilfer. Now, you've heard and read, presumably, about the allegations. Tell us about the minister. You know her better than anyone else. What's she like?
She's very nice.
Yeah, she's lovely. We're just like one big happy family, aren't we?
And so what was your reaction when you saw the photographs in the paper?
I thought it was disgusting. I mean, you know, in this day and age, just because someone goes topless, you know, there's a big scandal.
She wasn't topless in the photograph.
No, I never took my top off.
No, what Matt means is that we were topless. Me and Matt were topless. Yeah. So Mrs. Peets was never topless.
Right.
Yeah, we're just one big happy family.
Yeah. Yeah. But you had a great time.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, lovely. I wish I was 17 again.
Why?
Just so that I could...
We were one big happy family.
Yeah. Yeah, you said that. Okay, I've heard what you said, and I have to say that I, Alan Partridge, think that someone here smells deeply of fish. And it's not Alan Partridge.
Know what you're trying to say, Alan?
It's all a bit too squeaky clean. Come on, lads. Bottom line, I've got a checkbook here. How much to spill the beans?
No,
Alan,
I'm not defending.
£20,000.
£20,000.
I've got my... Producer's telling me you can have £16,000.
That's not enough.
£16,000.
Not enough.
Don't worry, I'll get it.
I'll give you four out of my own pocket.
Cash.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
After
cash.
The show.
After the show, we'll do that. Right.
16 now.
Yeah.
Right,
okay. Done. She's getting up. The minister's leaving the show. She's walking out on my show. She's going. She's off the show. Thank you. That's all, minister. Now, dish the dirt. Right, there.
What you me, Craig Bradley.
Craig and Matt.
No, no, I'll sort that later. Right. There. Now, come on, quick. We've got 2 minutes. Dirt. Quickly.
Yeah. We're rent boys.
Rent boys. Right. What did you do? What did
Everything.
You do?
Yeah. You got us through an agency.
Yeah. What did you do? What did you do?
She made us dress like dogs.
That's disgusting. You have dogs.
She had sort of metal clanking leads.
Yeah.
Oh, like dogs. That's awful. Anymore. Quick.
Bark, and we had to eat dog food from a silver bowl.
That's disgusting. Did she use a Tawse?
What?
It's a bamboo back leather strap, three prongs.
Yes.
They're right. Yes. Right.
She made.
Quickly.
Brian wanted to be a dog as well, but she wouldn't let him.
Yes.
And she made Mr. Peets go into the bathroom and lick milk up from the shower. Yes.
Did he go meow like a cat?
No.
Right, okay. Well, quickly, please. Give me some physical evidence of what she did.
Right, all right.
Quick.
Yeah, look at my bottom. Look at that.
Look at his bottom, ladies and gentlemen. There are... Look at that. Look at his...
Alan, they can't see.
I'll describe it. It's got two cheeks. It's just like an ordinary one. But it's got deep welt marks. Inflicted by a Tawse. Inflicted by a minister of the crown. And on that bombshell, we say, knowing me, Alan Partridge, knowing you, the impressionist, the you, the Duchess of Stranraer, the you, the rent boys, and the you, the minister of the crown. That's all from me, Alan Partridge. Thanks to my team of writers and researchers. Steve Coogan, Patrick Marber, David Schneider, Rebecca Frantz, Doom McKeegan. Thanks also to my producer, Armando Iannucci. We'll be back at the same time next week. And we just heard that Sandra Peaks, the Minister for Housing, has just resigned. Yes! A broken woman. We broke her. Good night. Thank you.